All right, I'm doing a little test here with Lee.
Any accidents?
Any accidents?
From people stepping off the edge.
Not so far. Not so far. It is some.
Put top homes down.
Well, it is legal. I mean, it's. You don't need any barrier if it's below 20 inches or something. Anyway, that was a big concern. All right, so just do a test.
1, 2, 3, test. 1, 2, 3.
All right, let's see if that does any better. So we're just sitting here and you're recollecting.
So when this original building was built in 1722-23, a much smaller building, approximately 40 by 60 feet, I'm sorry, 20 by 40 feet. And the foundation can be checked out in the crawl space below the parish hall as to how large that original building was, because the foundation is still there.
Did they not reuse one wall of the foundation, or?
Yeah.
All right. So it's a sort of a smaller rectangle inside.
Right. And one would have to carefully examine it to see what the actual parameters are of the size. And they should be marked on the floor of the parish hall in some way that would not be disruptive or anything, but to give somebody a real impression. When I have all the third grades here, they are fascinated to hear about that it used to be open from the parish hall into the sanctuary above, but that was closed up. But here we have a building built on a rocky plain. It's worthless. There's no soil here. It's all washed out. It's, I believe it's called a moraine, geologically, that we're sitting on. And it is behind the First Parish. There are graves, unmarked graves, from very early on. And some of them are Indian graves. Underneath, in the crawl space, there are Native American artifacts strewn about, buried in that very dry soil. But the thing is that you have a small building. It was outgrown by the population growing so fast here on this side of the river. Reverend Loring had a good approach to having a very well attended services and the support of the population, so that the original building was outgrown and they needed to build this. And the conversation starts in town records. Since this is a town building, starts very early on. So by the time 1796 comes along, they had a great need and a view as to what they needed to build this building. But it didn't grow the way exactly that you see it. It grew in starts and fits in some ways. The porch is what we call the front of the church, which holds the steeple. And if that was added as a separate building, one of the architectural historians thought it was a separate add-on, and couldn't be sure without ripping apart the down to the frame, which we weren't willing to do. But it is a what I call a patented house plan.
Patented?
It's the man that was the architect in Boston called it his patented parish plan. So you have other buildings in the Northeast that are like this, finished differently. And is this still going?
I don't know. Let's see if it's worth doing that.